You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back for the final segment. And as I promised, I'm going to talk a little bit about what's going on with Vivian. Vivian is an amazing human being. She inspires me every single day. Vivian, my wife, just had a kidney transplant in January. By now, it's now 4+ months. Her numbers are terrific. It looks like she's not going to reject the kidney, but the medicine that she takes is very strong, has lots of an impact on her emotionally. I'm there for her. Makes her tired. A lot of other stuff that isn't too terrific, but she's such a strong, positive girl. We'll get through that part. Her body's weak after 4 years of dialysis. She can't work, goes shopping maybe a little bit. Maybe she can go get her hair done or her nails done, but not a lot. Comes right home, goes plops right back down into bed, is always really tired and worn out, but I love her so much. Watching her battle every day is just the highlight of my day, to see her fight every single day. And we're hoping that by the end of the year that she'll be feeling better, that her strength will come back, that she'll get her energy level back up, and that everything will be good. So what are we going to do? Well, this summer, Wanda, you're going to hear about this for the first time. We're going to do what I'm going to call the Summer of Kidney Love.
Oh, tell me more.
We're going to focus on bringing some folks on to talk about kidney disease, transplantation. In fact, we're going to start next week. We're going to have the folks from the Miami Transplant Institute on. We'll talk about Vivian. Vivian will be on next week. If she's got the strength to come over, otherwise she'll be on the phone. We'll talk a little bit about what she's going through, what she can expect, how people can get more information. I've been coaching a couple of different families that are having, have just started on the journey. It's not an easy journey. It's not one where there's many people to help you. There's not a lot of good information. And in the end, a family is kind of left on its own if they can't generate the kidney internally to go try to find it outside, or wait for a donor to have a negative happenstance and perhaps a living donor becomes a cadaver donor and you get the kidney that way. My wife, she looks great. She's lost 40 pounds. Her skin is getting better. The twinkle is coming back in her eyes. So even if she's lying in bed with her little soft blanket that her PCP gave her all the way up to her little neck, it's covered with all these positive sayings like blessing and prayer and I've got heart. It's the most amazing thing. I'm so proud to be her primary support team. It's just the most amazing thing. If that's what my role has been and that's why this was given to me, then I don't mind. She's just an amazing person. And like I said, this summer we'll be talking about it all summer long. We're going to start next week by talking to the Miami Transplant Institute and one of the chief nephrologists over there. We'll also talk to the folks that help the foundation over there, which probably can help people that don't have the financial necessities to get the transplant. There's all kinds of things that are involved. There's insurance. There's a lot of stuff that's not covered under insurance. I spent a lot of money running ads on Facebook and Craigslist. We found our donor using Craigslist and Facebook. I want to thank Chaya Lipschitz in New York that helped us and Jane Byrne. And I also want to thank, of course, our beautiful, loving donor, Miss Betty DeMartini. She's just been a joy. And Betty, I know, was vacationing after this in Europe. So she's had a good recovery, and we're really glad for that. We're really glad. And we know that Vivian is going to come through and she's going to be a special person. I want to thank our friends at Warren Henry. Our friends at Warren Henry made sure that Vivian's driving around in a fresh car. They made sure that we were able to get her into a new car. They've been very supportive this whole time, as have a lot of our friends. There have been I think I've written 400 at least thank you notes to people that have been involved in some way or another with Vivian. Chief among them have been many of our supporters who we're going to start talking about beginning next week and more so in June. We're going to list them all. They're all sponsoring again. Some of our biggest clients and some of our biggest family members and just people, even some people we barely even know, have stepped forward and really helped Vivian to take care of herself and feel good and just be positive. People have come by and brought dinners. People have sent her all kinds of beautiful messages on Facebook and LinkedIn. Her girlfriend, Alina Villasante, the lady that's behind Peace Love World, well, she's given Vivian an incredible, probably an entire wardrobe of Peace Love World stuff. It's all soft. It's all delicious. It's all about my wife and who she is. And Alina, thank you for all of that. And I want to thank everybody that's been part of our team for all these years. I want to thank Jim and the folks at the station. I want to thank Wanda. I want to thank Scott Robbins, Jeff Berkowitz, Troy Cox, Jim Nolan. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. All these people are beautiful. The folks from DevStar, Anthony Burns, Neil Fairman, George, all of you. I want to thank everybody. Gil Deser. Oh, man, Gil Deser has been there for us the whole time. And it goes deeper than that. You can go to Vivian's Fundly page, fundly.com. I guess it's /Vivian. You can see all the people that have been sponsors. Howard Fabian. Oh, my God. Carla Daskal. And I know I'm forgetting people. I shouldn't have started naming names because I couldn't get to anybody to get to everybody. So I'm going to stop here. I want to thank all of our sponsors. I want to thank you, our listeners. Without you, we wouldn't have a show. Of course, I want to thank the Zinn family and Warren Henry Automotive. I want to thank Ron Book and Lauren Book. I want to thank Bruce Turkell, our friends at the Marlins, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, everybody. I want to thank today's guests, and I want to remind you to listen next week when we're going to have the folks from Jackson Memorial Hospital's Nephrology Center and also their foundation on. I want you to please go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback, comments. Tell me who you want to hear from. Tweet at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website. Well, the show will be up on the website tomorrow. If you missed the show, it'll be up on the website tomorrow. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8:00 a.m. next Thursday when we talk kidneys. That's right. Why am I here? Because I just love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, it's all yours.
Not compared to how people matter.